Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Witham, and I always sound a little hoarse today. My sinuses have gotten the best of me, and my throat, obviously, and my hearing just went. My volume just went out completely, just about. Anyhow, we have a special guest in the studio today. Richard Wade is here with us today to help us explain reverse mortgages. Richard,
good morning, gentlemen. Excited to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
I am very glad to have you here, sir. And Richard's been on my show many times before. Done a great job. J.C. Haspel's here with me also to my left.
Yeah, don't forget about me.
Yeah, I don't want to forget about you. That's right. Anyhow, I want to remind you, we always give away a free book here on Money Talk. And forgive my voice today, ladies and gentlemen. But the book this week is called Reverse Mortgages for Dummies. And we're going to talk all about reverse mortgages with Richard while we're on the show today. That's why he's here, of course. It's for seniors who live on a fixed income. It says owning a home and keeping it can be financially challenging, but Richard's going to show you how you can use your home for an ATM, basically.
Well put. That's very well put.
And we're also going to show you a way where you can pay off your mortgage without taking any cash out of your bank account. There's a way to do it, as I recall.
You're correct. We might even slide in there how to buy a home using a reverse mortgage if time permits.
Well, I think time will permit today. Dan's voice is not holding up too well today, so Richard's going to be talking a lot today. I told him that when he came in. Anyhow, this book will help you decide if a reverse mortgage is right for you. We'll cover the fees and expenses. We'll teach you how to shop for the best reverse mortgage products, find out if your home is eligible, find a counselor who can help you, like Richard Beer, who's a great counselor on this subject, I can tell you, because I've sat in meetings with him with clients. Special advice for adult children helping their senior parents to secure a loan. How to get a reverse mortgage and keep your second home legally. Property requirements and financing fees. And selecting from among a multitude of lenders. It's all free. Just give us a call and we'll send you this book absolutely free. Plus, we'll send you a one-page report to fill out to get your free custom Social Security benefits analysis to teach you or show you how to get up to $250,000 more from Social Security without putting in a penny more in payments or taxes, whatever you want to call it. And it's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. All you have to do is leave your name and your address, please, when you get our voicemail. It is the weekend, so, of course, you'll get our voicemail. Just leave your name and address. 398-8387. 918-398-8387. And just leave your name and address, please. All right, Richard. Tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what you do, if you would.
All righty. Well, Richard Waite, I have been in the reverse mortgage industry now for a little over 13 years. I'm kind of an anomaly. I have never been in the regular mortgage industry. My dad's a retired financial advisor, and he stumbled across the reverse mortgage about 15 years ago. And after studying it for months and months and months, he literally told me, he said, I think you could help a lot of people and change a lot of lives doing that, and that is what you're going to do for a living. And I said, no, I'm not. And he said, well, yes, you are. And he actually came from Florida and stayed with me for a month and taught me about the reverse mortgage, and that was in 2004, and I've been doing it ever since.
Now, is this an industry that gets people that come and go, where people don't stay in the industry for long?
The industry is it's such a small market, and mm-hmm. the reverse mortgage is so misunderstood.
Yes.
That someone like myself trying to teach it. I mean, sometime today, someone will say to me, "Is that the thing where you get money from your home, and when you die, they take your home?" Someone will say that to me, and that is not true. It's never been true. But how that got around. So it makes it really hard for people like myself to be able to teach seniors the truth and the facts about the reverse mortgage, because they already think they know, and they don't reach out to get the truth because they think they already have it.
Right. And, you know, from all the years I've known you, it seems to me like your job is more of an educational job than it is a sales job.
I agree with that.
That's the way I view it.
I agree. I'm a teacher.
Right.
I met with one of the standard things I say on the phone when I'm talking to someone. I say, would you like to meet to learn about the reverse mortgage? And if they say yes, I say, okay, do you have a son, a daughter, a neighbor, a pastor, someone that would sit with us that you would feel comfortable listening? And I tell them, there is nothing to sign. I don't bring a pen. I don't bring anything for you to sign. This is an educational meeting only. It is to decide if you think the reverse is a good tool for you or not. And that's exactly what I say. So I absolutely am a teacher.
Right. And many people, you know, call me up, because since you've been on my show so many times, they call me up looking for your phone number, looking for advice on the subject, and I refer them to you, of course. But, you know, it's always interesting because they ask me, is this the right product for me? And my answer to them is always, it depends. Depends on your situation. Depends on the fees and expenses and how much you can get in equity out of the house. Because there are several variables that go into the equation. And the reverse mortgage, I'll say, first of all, is not right for everybody. It's not right for a lot of people, I would say, in a lot of cases. But there are some scenarios that I've seen where it does apply and it can benefit a person. You know, somebody who has a mortgage of $1,000 a month and 60% equity in their house might be able to get rid of the mortgage and make it go away.
Yes.
And free up their cash flow with that extra $1,000 a month, which would be a huge benefit to them. And those are the situations that we look for. But let's go back a little bit here, and let's start with, what is a reverse mortgage and how is it different from a normal or conventional forward mortgage, whatever you want to call it?
Got it. Well, first I'll start with the reverse mortgage was signed into law as a government program in 1988 by a gentleman named Ronald Reagan.
My hero.
Your hero. Good.
I have a picture of him in my office.
Yes, I do. Yes, incredibly intelligent, genius man. Signed into law as a government program. So it's been around for decades. And it is simply this. It is a way for people 62 and over to access the equity in their home and use it for whatever they want to use it for. Now, everybody knows that part. But the second part is, if in the future you want to sell your house and move somewhere else, sell your house. If you stay in that house till you leave this earth, your house goes to whoever you say it is supposed to go to when you have a reverse mortgage. And that is the where people get lost, is for some reason they don't think they own the house. So I'll back up a little bit and say the reverse mortgage is simply a way for people over 62 to access the equity in their home and use it for whatever they want to use it for.
Well, let's just say that I had a forward mortgage on my house, a normal mortgage, conventional 30-year mortgage on my house, okay? And I have $50,000 on it and I pass away. If I leave the house to my son with a conventional mortgage, it still goes to my son. He still has to pay the bank off.
Correct.
So the reverse mortgage really doesn't change that process at all, does it?
No, it makes it a little better, and I'll tell you why. We'll use you as an example in that scenario you just said. If something happened to you and you left this earth unexpectedly, your son now has his own house payment to make, and he has your house payment to make while he's trying to sell your house.
Mm-hmm.
That's where kids get in trouble,
right.
And I've seen that many times. When, let's say, you had your... Ladies and gentlemen, he's clearly not old enough to have a reverse mortgage. But let's say Dan had a reverse mortgage and something happened to you. Your son gets the house and he has, depending on your scenario, I won't get into the details, but depending on your situation, he has between 6 months and 12 months to sell the house and not make a payment. All he's got to make sure is property taxes and insurance are paid up, but he doesn't have a payment. So
right.
There is a huge difference between the two. They both have to be paid back. But one of them allows him some freedom and not stress of having to make your monthly payment as well.
Right, and we've got about a minute and a half or so left here in the segment, but I also know that while I'm before I die in that scenario, I'm not having to make the payments on the reverse mortgage. Whereas on the forward mortgage, I would have to make payments.
That is correct. So there are no payments on a reverse mortgage. Now, some of my clients will call me and say, I just got a letter in the mail from a mortgage company saying they could lower my payment. Well, their reverse mortgage is filed at the courthouse is just an FHA mortgage, and other mortgage companies buy the names and they market to them because that's public information. Right. But well, there is no payment.
And I know we'll probably have to get this after the break, but one of the things I consider a reverse mortgage a negative amortization loan. I mean, that's how I look at it from a financial standpoint.
Yes, yes.
It's a loan that builds principal as opposed to paying down principal. The principal is actually increasing on it over time.
That's a correct statement.
Because you're not making payments, so the interest is accruing, basically, and that's just adding to the principal amount owed. If you think about it, compared to a regular mortgage where you're paying down that principal every month with your monthly payments of $1,000 or $1,500, whatever it might be, you're paying down $200 or $300 in principal, you know, out of the rest is interest, of course,
right,
on a typical mortgage. But in a reverse mortgage, you have just the opposite, where you're not paying any cash out of pocket. So the principal balance actually increases because your interest payments, you're not making payments, so interest is accruing on the loan. But you know about this when you go into it. You should know about it.
Yes. I show all those details, right, and we might pick it up on the next segment. Right. I'll teach you a little bit about that.
And so there's no surprises with it. You just have to think of it. It's different than a conventional loan. You have to be able to get your head around how this loan works because it's a little bit different than your normal loan where you pay it off a little bit each month. It just works kind of the opposite in every aspect. And the nice part of it is, you can take out the money, you can pay off your house with it, you can buy a car with it, whatever you want to do with it. You can do a lot of different things with it. And we'll talk some more about this after the break. I want to remind you of our free book, Reverse Mortgages for Dummies. You can get a free copy of this book. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
Social Security has over 2,700 rules. You can't possibly learn them all, but you can get a free report from Dan Witham that tells you when, where, and how to file to potentially get the maximum Social Security benefits. He'll give you a free custom report based on your specific circumstances that could potentially net you up to $250,000 more from Social Security. Those who know fare better. Give Dan a call at 918-398-8387. 8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave him your name and address. He'll mail you the questionnaire to fill out for your free Social Security report that tells you when, where, and how to file to potentially get the maximum Social Security benefits. 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA SIPC.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with them, along with J.C. Haspel and Richard Waite, our special guest today on reverse mortgages. Our free book, I want to remind you, Reverse Mortgages for Dummies. You can get a free copy of this excellent book, and we'll send you a one-page questionnaire to fill out to get your free custom 30-page Social Security analysis report on how to get more, up to $250,000 more out of Social Security for you. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we'll send you a free copy of the book and the report. And I want to get back to my questions here with Richard Waite this morning. Got a lot of questions for you, Richard.
I'm ready.
Does the house have to be paid off to get a reverse?
The house does not have to be paid off, and I sometimes bounce back and forth of what I enjoy most. If somebody calls me and says their house is paid off, and they could get access to a large chunk of money and to do some of the things that they've always wanted to do their whole life. But I know how stressful a house payment can be because of my own. I always tell my kids that one side of my gray hair is because of them and one side is because of my house payment. I love to be able to get rid of a house payment for somebody. That's a life changer. That's a game changer. So a reverse mortgage in the right circumstance can remove a house payment.
You know, when I sit down with people that are getting ready to retire, like 63, 64 years old, a lot of these people look at me and they say, well, I've got a house payment of $1,000 a month, whatever it might be. And I've got, you know, $20,000 I owe on the house, whatever it might be. And usually it's a fairly small amount. Mm-hmm. And they look at me and they say, should I take that money out of my IRA or should I just keep making the payments? And my answer to them a lot of times is, well, you should probably call Richard because he can probably take care of that for you without doing either.
That is a really good point because when I get into a conversation like that, I agree with you. One of the things I teach my clients is what happens. I don't pretend to be an investment advisor in any way, shape, or form, but I do make sure that they know by taking money out of their investments what that will do to the compounding and right. of their investments over years. So I do point that out. Then I teach them about using the reverse mortgage as a tool to access some of the income to do things they want to do. And not touch their investments. I mean, that's a dangerous game to play mm-hmm. when you're trying to outlive your money.
Right. So if they owe $20,000 on the house, let's say the house is worth $150, a buck and a half. Let's just say it's worth $150. They owe $20,000 on the house. They got $1,000 mortgage payment. In this scenario, they would basically take out a reverse mortgage for $20,000 or more, whatever amount it might be, pay off the first mortgage with it, and then they have no payment.
That's correct.
No house payment. Now, when they die, their heirs are going to owe the bank the money, whatever that's accrued to, the $20,000 plus interest.
Just right. like if they didn't do the reverse mortgage, they have that $20,000. Right. And so, right. so yes, exactly the same way. But when you get into the depth of it, you've got, if they had that $1,000 house payment, I point out, if you write a check for $1,000 a month, you've written a check for $12,000. But how much actually went to principal?
$1,000.
And it could be Yeah, it's a ridiculously low number. So out of your $1,000 right. house payment, you might get $200 that goes to principal and the rest is interest.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that people, I don't know, I think we kind of consciously block that out of our minds because there's nothing we can do about it. And if you do focus on that, it's painful, but right. it's just a reality of life. But getting rid of that, I say, now that $1,000 stays in your bank account, not a percentage of it, but that $1,000 every month stays in your bank account. You actually get the full benefit of that $1,000.
Right. And that's the way I look at it. We're looking at cash flow here. And if I can increase their cash flow from $3,000 a month to $4,000 a month without them shedding any money out of pocket, which is what they're doing with reverse mortgage,
yes.
immediately, no immediate money out of pocket, then we've done them a great service. I think in most cases I've done them a great service because now their income just went up by 33%.
Yes.
And they didn't pay out any cash.
Well, let me ask you a question, and I'm not asking for an exact answer, but if I got rid of somebody's house payment that's $1,000 a month, so they increase their annual income by $12,000, could you give me a ballpark of how much money in a lump sum would they have in certain types of investments to create a $12,000 a year additional income?
Probably $150,000.
Okay. So,
yeah, roughly, at least, I'd say, yeah.
When I can get that point across to someone that a reverse mortgage could create the same scenario for them as that potential investment that you're talking about,
right.
where so many people that I talk to were not able to do that. We're not able to get that $150,000 in the savings account because something, health challenges, something went wrong over the years and they had to use it.
Right. And I would rather see them pull the $20,000 out of the home equity than take out $150,000 out of their IRA or whatever.
Absolutely.
And they also have taxes on it if they take Absolutely. Out of the IRA. There's other consequences besides just the loss of principal, so to speak, investment capital, whatever you want to call it. What does a person have to do to qualify for a reverse mortgage?
A reverse mortgage is not it's not as technical as a regular mortgage in qualifying. However, there are still qualifications in the sense that you have credit involved in there, you have income in there, and you have debts in there. The reverse mortgage is really looking at your ability to continue to pay your property taxes and your insurance. So a lot of, and the forward mortgage side, you know, they do loan to value, debt to income ratio, and mm-hmm. there's a part of the debt to income ratio with the reverse mortgage, but not as strict as the regular one, simply because of the fact that our big concern is that you pay your property taxes and insurance. Because one question you would ask me is there a way to lose your house with a reverse mortgage? There's not a way to lose your house with a reverse mortgage, but there's a way to lose your house if you don't pay your property taxes and your insurance, and it doesn't matter what kind of mortgage you have or if you don't have one at all.
Right.
So
when
Yeah, jump in.
When you do a reverse mortgage, you said, of course, you can get rid of your house payment by essentially paying off your regular mortgage. Is that how the reverse mortgage comes to you? Does it come to you in a lump sum of cash, and then you manage that, or how do you actually receive the cash? Okay. From the reverse mortgage.
Great question. There's actually three ways to get the money from your home. Let's say you paid off the mortgage and there is some extra money left over. You can get that in a lump sum. You can get that in a regular monthly payment. So you could actually say, just send me a couple, $200 a month, $300 a month until the money's gone. Or you can leave it in something called a line of credit that sits there. It doesn't cost you anything to sit there, and you can actually take money out at your convenience.
Like a home equity line of credit.
Similar. The only difference is when you take money out of your home equity line of credit, your payment.
You get a payment.
Up.
Yeah.
When you take your money out of the line of credit with the reverse mortgage, there still is no payment.
I kind of like it to get money out and have no payment.
Yes, sir.
That sounds pretty good to most people, I'm sure. And for a lot of seniors, I run into a lot of people that are on Social Security and that don't have a lot of other income sources and things like that. And so that's when I talk about using the reverse mortgage to pay off their house and to get rid of that payment, because to them, if they're living on Social Security with $2,500 a month, $1,000 is a massive amount of money for them.
That's right.
On a monthly
That's
income
right.
stream. And it just makes a huge difference in their lives. It can really impact their lives, especially when they can qualify fairly easy, which they can do for the reverse mortgages. And we're going to talk a little bit more after the break about how much money people can get and how they can get it, which JC alluded to here with this question about how they can draw the money out and how they get to it. We'll talk some more about that here after the break in just a minute. I want to remind you of our free book, Reverse Mortgages for Dummies. This is an excellent book that we will send you a free copy of, and our questionnaire on the Social Security report on how to get your free custom Social Security benefits. how to get more out of your benefits, I should say, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we'll send you all this great information absolutely free, no cost and no obligation whatsoever.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security.
You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Witham, along with J.C. Haspel and Mr. Richard Waite, our special guest today, reverse mortgage specialist extraordinaire. I want to remind you of our free book, Reverse Mortgages for Dummies. This is my kind of book. It's right at my level, Richard. It's written for me, I think. And we'll send you a free copy of the book. Just give us a call. We'll also send you a special one-page questionnaire to fill out to get your free 30-page custom Social Security report on how to get more out of your benefits. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, please, and you get our voicemail. And we will send you the information in the book for free. And this is an excellent book. I've given away many copies of it. And, Richard, this is a topic that is confusing to a lot of people and full of misconceptions.
Absolutely.
And myself included. I'm in that.
And it's scary for people because you're talking about their house.
Right.
You know?
So we talked about how you qualify. How much is the maximum a person can get, a senior can get? On a reverse mortgage.
It goes by the age of the youngest person on the deed and an estimated value of the home is how we figure out what a person gets. So it doesn't matter if you call me or 10 other people, the number's going to be the same.
Set by the government.
Because it is set by the government. But the maximum is roughly 77%. So it doesn't matter if you're 85 years old or 105. The max is going to be 77%. They're not going to give you 100% of the equity in the home because we don't know what the housing market would do in the future.
Right. And I'm assuming, since you said it's age-weighted or age-based, the older you are, I'm assuming the more you'll be able to get out of it because of your life expectancy being shorter,
of life expectancy. Right. You know, what they're trying to do is allow you to pull some equity out of the house while still having equity in the house for yourself in the future, because no one knows what the future holds. So a way for you to use some money, there'll still be equity left in the house for you or for your heirs in the future. So it's a good balance.
Right.
What if you outlive your life expectancy?
Great question. The reverse mortgage says if there's two people on the reverse mortgage, a 70-year-old and a 62-year-old, one of them passes away, the other one gets to stay there as long as they want. If they pay the property tax and insurance, they can stay there as long as they want. And it doesn't matter which one of those people passes, the other one gets to stay in that house till they don't want to anymore, as long as property tax and insurance is paid.
So if they live to be 99, they're still covered. They still have to pay until they die.
Absolutely.
I think that was what
you were getting
to. Yeah.
Okay. And that's an excellent point. What about the closing costs? What about what's involved in this?
That's kind of one of the big challenges. 6, 7, 8 years ago, there were some additional closing costs in the reverse mortgage that were specific to the reverse mortgage that had to be explained, and they were expensive. And so when I would talk to financial advisors, financial planners way back, they would say, the closing costs are too high. The closing costs are too high. I never disagreed with them. You know, they were always waiting for a sales pitch, and I'd say, I agree with you. But, you know, fees are high in absence of value, and we're trying to see what the value is for the person, and either it works for them or it doesn't, like you said earlier. For some people, sometimes it's not. Wells Fargo made a big move in 2008, 9, 10 area where they removed some of those closing costs that were reverse mortgage specific and caused the rest of the industry to do so as well. So I said all that to say this. Today, it is similar, just like a regular FHA mortgage. I personally have an FHA mortgage, and I have an origination fee. I had the title costs from whatever title company in town, and the MIP, mortgage insurance protection. So those three, it was the same.
Okay. So I have a scenario for you here. I'm going to try to describe, and hope I can do this in a way that makes sense. Let's say that my house today is worth $150. I take out a reverse mortgage for $30,000, let's just say. And then 5 years from now, we have a good real estate market. My house runs up to $180 in value. Okay, and starting with $150 today, but it goes up to $180 in value 5 years from now. could I go back and pay off that first reverse mortgage and take out more?
Wow.
Potentially.
Yeah, very few people ever ask that question. The answer is yes.
Is that a stupid question? Is that what you're
talking about? No, that was a real good one. That was a very good question. It's just not asked a lot. It's called a the real name of the reverse mortgage is called a home equity conversion mortgage, and the acronym is HECM. Okay. So when I say HECM, it's home equity conversion mortgage. And the program you're speaking of is called HECM to HECM. A person that has a reverse mortgage can actually get, it's called a reverse mortgage refi in the layman's terms, reverse mortgage refi. So you can actually do that. I've done it.
And the reason I look at this is one of the things we didn't cover, but we probably need to cover at this point, is recourse versus non-recourse. Because if my house value had gone down from 150 to 120, let's say the opposite had happened, instead of going from 150 to 180, increasing by 30,000. Let's say it had gone down by 30,000 from 150 to 120. The bank would not be calling me up saying, hey, come pay us, would they?
No.
On a reverse mortgage.
No.
On a reverse mortgage.
On a reverse mortgage. And I got a good story for that because, again, since I have a regular FHA mortgage, I had to pay an extra $146 a month for 5 years for my mortgage insurance protection.
Right.
Now, guess who it protects?
Not
it
you.
Protects Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
If I couldn't make my payment for some reason, FHA says, we'll take care of you at Wells Fargo. Now, on the reverse mortgage, the MIP, Mortgage Insurance Protection, is actually to protect the person that has the reverse mortgage and the heirs. So if the house ever dropped below the value of the reverse mortgage, they are protected. They can never owe more than the house is worth.
This is the difference between recourse and non-recourse.
There you go.
Trying to explain what I mean by recourse. Can you give them a layman's term, what that is, what recourse versus non-recourse is?
That you're required to pay the loan back no matter what the value of the house
right.
is and
right.
no matter what you owe versus the value of the home. If you shook hands and signed papers that you owe X amount, you owe X amount.
Right. So if I take out this reverse mortgage, I'm going to try to give an example here, and correct me if I get it wrong. If I take out a reverse mortgage of 150 based on a value of 150,
mm-hmm.
and this thing accrues all the way up to that, and I die, and the house is worth 100, let's just say, for the sake of argument, my son does not owe the additional 50.
That is a fact.
He can just tell the bank, the house is yours, have a nice day.
That is a fact.
I'm out.
That is a fact. The way I put it to families, I say, if there is money to get, then the heirs get it. If there is no money on the table, then the heirs don't owe anything. They're not put in a bad spot. So
right.
if it's a good position, they win. And if they're in a bad position, they don't get put in a bad position.
Right.
If Dan's kid, though, wanted to keep the house at Dan's passing and the house has gone below the value of the reverse mortgage, does he have to pay it all back then, or does he get to pay what the house is worth for the house?
Mm. On your
does
scenario,
that make sense?
Yes, sir. Perfect question. A great question. I almost think you guys read Reverse Mortgage for Dummies because that was a good question.
we found the trickiest ones to,
yes,
to try
right.
and trip you up.
If your house is worth was worth 150 and it dropped to 100, see, people always think they say the bank owns the home. And I go, the bank doesn't want the home. Nobody wants the house. FHA will have the house appraised, and if it's worth 100,000 now, they will actually offer it to the heirs at 95% of the appraised value, the current appraised value.
Wow.
And that's just to help them cover closing costs.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
And it's just because, guess what? They don't want the house.
Right, because they know they're going to sell it regardless.
Yeah, they don't want it. So if the
yeah.
kids say, gosh, we really, really wanted to keep it, it's a wonder, it's a super win for them because they're buying that house for way, way less than it was, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Plus you got the money out of it beforehand.
That is a
right.
correct statement.
Well, and the way I look at it is it's almost like a home equity arbitrage. If you take the equity or home equity line of credit, let's just say at 150, and the thing goes up, you can take out more later. But if it goes down, you don't owe anymore.
That's correct.
You don't get the negative effect of it going down.
That is correct.
But you get the positive effect of it going up.
That's right.
In my mind, that's just the way
no, you're right.
I think of it. It's almost like an arbitrage situation where it's riskless to the homeowner because if it goes up, they can pull out more. If it goes down, they don't have to worry about it.
I think about 08 and 09 when the housing
right.
market crashed. You know, in
yes.
California, houses went down 200,000, 300,000. The people that had reverse mortgages, they got to brag to their friends that they made that they knew what they were doing, and that was the smartest move they ever made in their life.
Right, and
because they were protected.
And that's exactly what I'm saying is we don't know what the housing market's going to do. No. We know it'll go up, it'll go down. It goes in cycles, of course. But in this case, you can pull the equity out when your home value is up. Let's say your home value goes from 150 to 200. You can pull out some equity or just get an equity line of credit. You don't even have to spend the money.
That's correct.
And just set it up so you can use it. And if the home goes back down, you still have your line of credit, your home equity line of credit. Or if it goes up further, you can take out more later.
That is a correct statement.
So,
and it doesn't go, while that money's sitting in that line of credit, it does not cost you anything to sit there.
I think it's not a bad way to go.
What if you have multiple homes? Like, what if I want a reverse mortgage on my home, but I have a vacation home somewhere else? Does that factor into it?
It would factor in you qualifying for your reverse mortgage because of your expenses on both houses. You know, they just want to make sure you can afford property tax insurance on both of them. But you can have one reverse mortgage on what you call your primary residence, and you can own as many other houses as you want.
He does, trust me. How many we got now, JC? He's got three.
Not that many.
Yeah, he's got three, I think, already. So. All
right. Well, I'll put you on my calendar for like 40 years from now and call you if you need a reverse mortgage.
I appreciate that.
Better make it 50. That's all I can say. Ian, I know we've got to go to a break here in a second, but we'll get to some of the stuff after the break about what if I don't need all the money now? What are the disadvantages of a reverse mortgage? We'll talk some about that after the break. But I want to remind you of our free book before we go to break here. Reverse Mortgages for Dummies. It's for seniors who live on a fixed income and they want to keep their home and get some money out of it. We'll send you a free copy of this excellent book. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address, and we'll send you the book for free. We'll be back with more with Richard Waite just after the break.
Did you ever play hide-and-seek when you were a kid? It was fun, wasn't it? But do you really want to play the same game with your investments? Wall Street loves to sell you products that have fees buried, well, deeper than Jimmy Hoffa's body. You've got to have a PhD in economics and a master's in finance just to begin to comprehend where the fees are and how much you're actually paying. That's why Dan Witham is different. He not only tells you where the fees are, he'll actually give you a printout that lists all the fees associated with his investments. Knowledge is power. Get smart about your investments. Call Dan Witham at LPL Financial today at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398.
Call now, 800-303-3398.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
That's the time to get me running, and you know I'll be around.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Witham, along with J.C. Haspel and Richard Waite here in the studios. I want to remind you of our free book, Reverse Mortgages for Dummies, an excellent book all about the subject, of course, of reverse mortgages. We'll send you a free copy of it. All you have to do is give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address. We'll send you the book. We'll also send you contact information for Richard Waite, who's our guest. Before I forget, Richard, why don't you give all the folks out there your phone number? Oh, they want to call you directly and don't want to go through me, which is fine.
My last name is Waite, W-A-I-T-E. My phone number is 918-951-5121. 918-951-5121.
Okay. If I take out a reverse mortgage, my home's worth $150,000. I pull out $50,000. What about my income taxes? How much do I owe?
The reverse mortgage does not affect your taxes or your Social Security. So if you took that money out and headed straight for the casino or bought a new car, whatever you wanted to do, your taxes do not come into play in any way, shape, or form.
And it doesn't affect your Social Security, which is a good point you mentioned. I should have brought this up. It does not cause a reduction in benefits for Social Security because it's not earnings.
That is correct.
They don't consider, I'm assuming this is right.
That's a correct statement.
This is actually borrowing money, and so it's not considered earnings.
The only thing that it does affect is Medicaid, and a person that is on Medicaid can do a reverse mortgage. We just need to structure it properly so it does not affect their benefits.
Good point. Very good point, yes. And there are a lot of people that have a lot of misconceptions about Medicaid. I ran into one recently where this guy was trying to sell an annuity to somebody and telling him it was Medicaid proof. And I was like, no. And a whole life policy.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Yeah. And it was, what were they, $400,000 a piece? Two of them, $800,000 total. He was trying to sell to their father and tell him it was going to make them Medicaid proof.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, no, it'll make the agent rich, but it won't make anybody Medicaid proof.
Right.
In the equation.
That's right.
Is all it will do. Okay. What if I don't need all the money right now?
All right. I'm going to, this is going to be a long answer because in case we don't get to it. We've been talking about this line of credit, that you could keep the money in the line of credit and not use it all if you didn't want to. And I've been saying that there's no cost to that. Now, when your money is sitting in the line of credit, not only does it not cost you anything, but it is actually growing at 1.25% higher than your interest rate. So for easy math for me, if your reverse mortgage has a 4% interest rate and you have $100,000 in that credit line, that money is growing at 5.25%.
Your credit line.
The credit basically line. Gross. And you're not paying any taxes on anything like or in any way, shape, or form. But it is actually growing for you. So back to what if I don't need to use it? A smart move for people that are 62, 63, 64, their house is paid off. See, a lot of people think the reverse mortgage is for poor people. Well, that's a wonderful thing for some people that are not financially stable. But I do reverse mortgages for million-dollar homes because they get it. I recently did a $500,000 house. The gentleman doesn't need the money, but he went, okay, I'm 63. I have $200,000 now sitting in the credit line, and it's growing at 5.25% tax-free. What's that going to look like when he's 75, no matter what the home value is? That's pretty strong.
If he were to pass away, does that line of credit then convert to cash for his heirs?
The line of credit, not the growth. The growth is specific to the individual, because where that growth comes from, the reason I say growth and I don't say interest, when you say interest, the IRS goes, excuse me? Did somebody say interest? Because we get some of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Growth is what Dan said earlier is it is based on the age of the person and the value of the home. Now, HUD puts a factor of 4% growth on the value of the home annually, and every year a person gets older. So they have brought that down to some type of equation to say 1.25% higher than the interest rate. So what they're doing is actually gaining access to more of the equity in the home. And the reverse mortgage is assuming the home is continuing to appreciate. But if that money went over the value of the house, the heirs don't get that extra money. That person, I always say the way to beat the reverse mortgage is to know when you're going to go and take all the money out of the credit line the day before.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yes, and so if you, that's
your
how
health
you,
starts to go downhill.
That's how you beat the system. That's how you beat the system, but that's the only way to beat the system.
So when Johnny goes to ICU, sign the papers.
It's withdraw.
Get in there and sign those papers. That's right.
Withdraw.
That's a good thing to know. I mean, that's something that people should consider.
I know, and I kind of made light of it, and I apologize for that, because to make light of it, but if there is that large growth over 10, 20 years, that is something that a person needs to think about pulling it out. Because if we go back to, if the reverse mortgage bill is more than the house is worth, the heirs are protected. They don't owe that money. But if that big chunk is sitting there and that person passes away, they get the max of the value of the house.
And there's no limit. So if $10 million home, $20 million home.
There's no limit.
There's a limit on the dollar amount that they will loan you on a reverse mortgage.
Let's jump into that. Okay, yeah. So you can do a reverse mortgage on any size home, but FHA will only insure the reverse mortgage up to a certain amount. So the number just changed, which is gone up, which also shows you the growth of the reverse mortgage and that they know it's going in a positive direction. That it used to be $625,500 is the max that FHA would insure on a reverse mortgage. They just bumped it up to $636,150. I hate to get technical, but I have a gentleman right now that has an $800,000 house, and he wants to do a reverse mortgage. And the FHA looks at the house as if it is worth $636,000. So they're giving him a percentage of the $636,000. All that means is that he has much more equity still in the home above the $636,000.
So basically they'll give him up to 75 or 77% on the $636,000.
Yes. So
doing the math here.
So a person can do a reverse mortgage on any size home, but they're going to use that $636,000 as their cap for FHA insurance. They don't want to get stuck having to pay off a $3 million home.
And I can't say that I blame them too much, especially with home values. They move around, like look at California and Arizona, and 08 and 09, they drop like a rock.
Right.
They
run
up like crazy for many years. Phoenix, Arizona actually got to a point where they're having to have a lottery to buy a house. down there. You get to put money in there into a lottery. Wow. We're about out of time, but I want to thank Richard for coming in today. I want to remind you of our free book, Reverse Mortgages for Dummies. If you'd like a copy of it, give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. We've been talking with Richard Waite, our reverse mortgage specialist. Thank you very much, Richard, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,